Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicky. How can I assist you?
Hi, Vicky. My name is Brenda Doring, and I have a little bit of a dispute going on here on my bank statement.
Okay. May I have your zip code, ma'am, so I can try and locate an account for you?
Okay. Well, there's a number here, if that helps.
No, I need your zip code so I can try and locate an account for you, please.
92071.
Thank you. Your first and last name, ma'am?
Brenda Doring.
Ms. Doring, can you verify your shipping address, ma'am?
8712 North Magnolia Avenue, space 293, Santee, California, 92071.
Okay, and I thank you for that information as well. Mm-hmm. It looks like back on the 22nd of March, you paid $5.97 for a pair of Melody Pods. That's the shipping and handling. And then there's a charge on here for $18.94, which was for a $5.97 charge for shipping and handling for a Melody watch, and then a $12.97 warranty for that watch. When you paid that, ma'am, it initiated a 14-day trial, and the terms and conditions of the trial state that if you don't call into counsel within that 14-day time period, they'll bill you the end of trial prices, which means the actual retail price of both of those products. And one retailed for, that would be the earbuds, were $59.97, and the watch was $69.97.
Okay. Well, I didn't get the watch, so I don't know how that worked out.
So all you received were the earbuds, ma'am?
Yes.
Okay, hang on just a moment. Let me see what they shipped out and when they shipped it out. Okay, according to this, they shipped out the earbuds as well as the watch on the 23rd, and it was delivered on the 24th to that 8712 North Magnolia Avenue.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
This is a tracking number
all right.
Federal Post Office stating that both items were delivered there on the 24th, ma'am.
Okay, all I found in the envelope was the earbuds.
Okay.
Now, I don't really want the watch. That's okay. But I'm just letting you know that I did not see a watch. And I mean, I'm not going to pay for something that I don't have or I don't want.
I understand, Ms. Doring. Doring, okay. I'm sorry. Doring. How do you pronounce it?
Doring, you're
Doring.
Right.
Okay. I'm refunding back that $69.97 to MasterCard ending 28.37 for the watch you say you did not receive.
Yes, ma'am.
Please allow 3 to 5 business days, ma'am, before you see that back in your account. Let's see. I refunded that back to MasterCard ending 28.37. And there'll be no future shipping or billing to your account.
Okay, hold on just one second. Let me verify.
You should have gotten a refund confirmation to BK, looks like Sokol2@coxnet.com. If you want to check your email, I'll hold.
Okay, now give me the last four of that MasterCard again, please.
2837, ma'am.
Okay, that's going to be a card that was fraudulent.
What do you mean fraudulent?
Well, it was a card that there was another dispute in my account, and I had to not
cancel
use that
it.
Card anymore. Yes, ma'am.
That's okay. As long as you're with the same financial institution, whether it be a credit union or the card directly, as long as the account number and the routing number are the same, it doesn't matter what the card number is. It'll automatically roll over to the new card that they issue you, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Okay, so you're reimbursing me for the watch. And the earbuds were the ones that were the 59?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And there'll be no additional charges to that account. I have a cancellation number for you, and I said I sent you a one-time cancellation confirmation email. That takes about 24 to 48 hours before you receive that, but I sent you a refund confirmation email that you should already have if you want to check it.
Okay. All right, let me look.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's not there just yet, but it should be.
Okay, let me reconfirm your email address. I have B as in boy, K as in kite, S-O-C-A-L, the number 2, at cox.net.
That is correct. BKSoCal2@cox.net.
Mm-hmm. Let me see. Hang on. Let me resend it. Because it usually takes just a matter of seconds.
Yeah.
Once I refund, I'm resending it again to see if it pops up. And it says that it was successfully resent.
Okay, let me take a look.
Okay.
Is it support at Win Prizes?
I'm not sure. It doesn't say what it's... Let me look at it.
Oh.
No, it should be entitled, Your Refund is on the Way.
Oh, okay. Let me look. That's a different one. Yes, ma'am, I see that.
Okay, great. Because I do see something. The first time I sent it, it said email failure, SMTP error data not accepted, whatever that means.
Right,
but it did come through, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great.
Now, with the earbuds, I was having a problem with them on the left side. It doesn't seem to want to play. Can I send those back?
Hang on just a moment.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, thank you so kindly for holding. What I did was reship you the earbuds back out, a different set.
Okay,
so allow 3 to 5 business days. I'm sorry, it's usually supposed to be 2 to 4 days. If they shipped last time, shipped out one day and you got it the very next day, you'll probably get them either tomorrow or no later than Monday. Depends on how early they get this order to reship. I don't know if it's too late in the day where they'll ship it out tonight. But at any rate, there you have a new set on the way.
Okay. All right.
Excuse me.
Thank you. And you said your name was Melody. Is that right?
No, ma'am. I said my name was Vicky. Vicky with an I.
Oh, Vicky.
Yes, ma'am.
V-K-I.
Yeah, Vicky with an I. That's it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you, Vicky, so much for your help.
Yes, ma'am. It was my pleasure, Ms. Doering.
And you have a very good afternoon and a nice weekend.
You do the same. Enjoy your weekend as well. And thank you so much for calling customer support, ma'am.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Uh-huh.